We continue our study of the laws of Hanukkah. The question today is asked on the Friday afternoon of Hanukkah. Of course, we light the Nerot before the entry of Shabbat. The question today is, what is the proper minhag legabe praying mincha? Is it proper to pray mincha the regular time, meaning light the Nerot at home, come to the synagogue the regular time, pray mincha narbit, lechvod Shabbat, or for some reason might it be more proper to pray mincha gedolah on Friday, on Erev Shabbat, in order to pray mincha and then light the Nerot? So actually this discussion is brought down by the Kaf HaHaim Sofer in Siman Tafresh Ayin Aleph in Seif Katan Ayin Tet, where he quotes over there from a Berkei Yosef Rav Hida in Ot Bet from the Maharash Abu Hab, and he says Yesh Lizaher Litpalil Mincha Be'Erev Shabbat Shel Hanukkah Ve'Arkak Ladlik Ner Hanukkah Ki Tefilat Mincha Neged Tamid Shel Ben Arba'im Ve'Ner Hanukkah Zecher LaNes HaNa'asa BeNerot HaMenorah HaNedlakot Achar Tamid Shel Ben Arba'im Ad Kan Lashono. So you see, he says that mincha corresponds to tamid shel ben arba'im, the afternoon korban. The lighting of the menorah represents the lighting of the menorah in the Beit HaMikdash, which was done after the tamid shel ben arba'im. So if it only makes sense to follow the proper order. So the halakha, a person should try to pray mincha early on Erev Shabbat Hanukkah. The question is like this. If he's not going to be able to get a minyan, is it more proper to pray biyahid and light the menorah subsequently, or to light at the regular time and then pray mincha like he normally does? Hakam Avadya in Chazon Avadya clearly says that while it's nice to pray mincha early, but not at the expense of losing a minyan. So therefore the praying with the minyan is adif. Now the question is, on Erev Shabbat, what do we light first? Do we light the Nerot Shabbat, or do we light the Hanukkah? Maran and Tafresh Ayin Tet. Be'erev Shabbat Madlikin Ner Hanukkah Techila Be'achar Kach Ner Shabbat. So of course the custom is that a few minutes before the candle lighting time usually is 18 minutes before sunset. So a few minutes before that, the person would come along and light the menorah with the regular berachot. After that, his wife lights the Nerot Shabbat Lichbot Shabbat. Now, in the event where, let's say, a lady lit Nerot Shabbat first, but has the custom to make a condition that she doesn't accept Shabbat until she accepts it, which means with the lighting of the candle, she does not accept Shabbat necessarily. So that even if she lit the Nerot Shabbat first, now she wants to come to light the menorah, if she's that type of lady that makes such a condition not to accept Shabbat with the candles, it is permissible for her to light the Hanukkah. But certainly it should be pointed out that if a lady lit the Nerot Shabbat first, that does not affect her husband. Her husband certainly does not accept Shabbat with the wife's lighting of the candles. And if she lit first for some reason, it is still permissible for the husband, or it's mandatory for the husband, to light the menorah with a beracha. Now the question is, let's say on Erev Shabbat, he lit the Nerot and they went out. They went out and it's not Shabbat yet. Does he have to relight them? Actually, Maran discusses this question in Siman Tafresh Ayin Gimal Se'if Bet, where Maran writes, Hadlaka Osa Mitzvah. The main mitzvah of Nerot Hanukkah is the lighting. Defichach im kafta kodim shavar zemana en zakukla. Therefore, if let's say the candles went out before the allotted time, let's say before the half hour was up, one does not have to relight the menorah. Ba'afilu kafta be'erev Shabbat kodem kabbalat Shabbat, sha'adayinu mebe'od yom, eno zakuk la. Which means, there's a big chidush of it that's being said, that even on Erev Shabbat, where you're lighting early, you're lighting before the time, and now what happened, it went out, and it's not Shabbat yet. So you might argue, well, the time really didn't come yet. So therefore, you have to light again. Bishlam, I understand, during the week, where you're lighting already, after the time, you're lighting, or at the time, so after you lit it, since part of the lighting was already in the time, so for why not, you're okay. But here, you're lighting before the time on Shabbat. And you have to put a lot of oil so it can last through the time. The Hiddush is, and this is based on the Terumat Hadeshin, as brought down by the Beit Yosef, that since That's the time the Achamim say the light. So that's considered already like a preparation for the mitzvah already. Hekshir mitzvah at that time. And therefore, if it went out, one is not obligated to relight it again, even on Erev Shabbat. That we should point out that the Rama writes, as well as the Ben Ish Chai, that if a person wants to be mahmir on himself, to relight the Nerot after they went out, of course, Matovu Manna'im. But he does not make a beracha. Which is a guy lit the Nerot, after 5 minutes they went out. Of course, if he wants to go back and relight them, it's a proper thing to do, but without a beracha, but from the strict law, he does not have to relight them. Our last question of the day is regarding Motzei Shabbat. What is the proper minhag legabe Motzei Shabbat in the synagogue with lighting the Nerot and making Havdalah, and what is the proper minhag in the home regarding lighting the Nerot and making Havdalah? Maran in Tafresh Pe'alef Alakha Alef in Motzei Shabbat and Mavdilin, I'm sorry, Halakha Bet, Madliki Ner Hanukkah Bebet HaKeneset Kodem Havdalah. Maran's clearly telling us his opinion when it comes to Bet Knesset. In the synagogue itself, the Halakha says you light Nerot Hanukkah first and then you make the Havdalah for a few reasons. One reason is that if you're going to make the Havdalah first, everybody's going to leave. And now you're not going to have as much Pirsumi Nisa when it comes to the Nerot Hanukkah. If you light the Nerot first, so everybody's there to watch the Pirsum HaNes, the publicizing of the miracle, then you make Havdalah. And anyway, we have a principle that we always like to push off the Shabbat as late as possible. So if you let somebody light the Menorah, and everybody else is still Shabbat until the end of the Havdalah. The question is, what about when you go home? What is the proper procedure? When it comes to that, really, there's two opinions, whether it's better to make Havdalah at home or Nerot first. The poskim want to say, da'avad kemon avad, u'da'avad kemon avad. Each one has substantial backing behind it. But the Kaf HaChaim brings down in Seif Katan Dalid that the custom in Yerushalayim Eid HaKodesh was that in the house, they would make Havdalah first, and then they would light the menorah, and that is the opinion as well of the Ben Ish Chai in Parashat Vayeshev Ot Chaf Aleph. So again, one should follow his minhag. But you should know that the minhag prevalent in our community is, as we said, in the synagogue, Hanukkah, then Havdalah, and in the home, Havdalah, and then the Hanukkah.